yielding or listening or identifying or recognizing the voice of the Holy Spirit can be compared to wanting to listen to a radio station. If you stand in front of the radio and you don't turn it on, you possibly will not receive anything. Even if, you know, you call in and ask, sorry, I want to be tuned into this, but I'm not receiving anything. They will possibly tell you that we are on and we have been on. Maybe you should check your receiver. And so you need to turn on the radio and switch to that radio station of your choice so that you can receive the desired information. So also it is that we need to tune in to the Spirit of God. We need to align our minds with the Spirit so that we can receive information from Him. Until we learn to continuously do this, we might not be able to minimize those other noises or those other influences in our minds. And there's a duty that we have this morning. The duty is to minimize other distractions. The duty is to minimize the dissenting voices. The duty is to minimize the conflicts of opinion, of thoughts in our minds, and have more clarity concerning the voice of the Spirit. How do we achieve this morning? Minimizing or reducing completely the influence of other voices on our minds and allowing the voice of the Spirit to rule us. So I'll just highlight 5 points and then we close this morning. The first point is that we should learn to meditate on God's word. We should learn to meditate on God's word. When our mind is rich in God's word, like Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. It allows for the Holy Spirit influence upon our minds. The word meditate simply means to speak to yourself the word of God, to muse on the word of God. Speak to yourself, meditate on God's word. How do you minimize other voices from your mind? It is to meditate on God's word. I like what Psalm 1 verse 2 says. Let me start from verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. How is he able to do all this? He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. In his law does he meditate day and night. This man is able to stand, you know, with the godly. He's able to resist discomfort. He's able to stick and stay with God. Why? Because he meditates. He has made God his delight and he meditates upon God all the time. 1 Timothy 4:15 says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Keep yourself holy. See, there's no way you meditate on God's word. There's no way you fill your heart with his word and you remain the same again. I like what he says. He says that your profiting will appear to all. Everyone will know that something has happened to you. Everyone will know that there's a different influence upon your life. Everyone will know that you have been touched by greater force. As you meditate on God's word, you allow the influence of the Holy Spirit upon your heart. Number two, walking by the Spirit. Walking by the Spirit. To reduce other influences upon our minds. Other influences aside from the Holy Spirit upon our minds. The rule is to walk by the Spirit. That word walk just means to conduct yourself by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's a deliberate effort that I have a duty to conduct myself, not according to my flesh, not according to the way I feel, not according to what other influences dictate to me, but I'm making a deliberate action to conduct myself by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says that walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It just puts them in opposition. That as you walk in the Spirit, automatically you are yielding yourself to God. You are yielding yourself to the voice of the Spirit. As you conduct yourself, living in the Spirit, bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit, you are obviously conducting yourself in God. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? We have learned many times that the fruit of the Spirit is one. And it can be expressed in love, in joy, in peace, in long-suffering, in gentleness, in goodness, in faith, in temperance, in meekness. As you deliberately exhibit or conduct yourself along these lines, you'll find out that you are weeding off other influences on your mind and you're conducting yourself by the Holy Spirit. Number three, cultivating intimacy with God. We need to get closer to God. We need to build our relationship with Him. God is pleased with us, but we need to understand that it's a relationship. And every relationship that will grow needs to be cultivated. On the side of God, He has done His part. And He's still involved in our lives. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit. We have the responsibility on our side to cultivate an intimacy with Him. Can I ask this question? There are 24 hours in a day. How much time in 24 hours do you give to God? Do you spend fellowshipping with Him? Do you spend building or cultivating or making the best of your relationship with Him? Every relationship that will grow needs to be taken care of, needs deliberate effort, needs deliberate actions to make it grow. So also it is in our relationship with God. See, there are people who call me that I don't even need to check my phone or look at their numbers before I recognize their voice. It's so easy. It's so easy for me because over time, I've been used to those voices. There are people I'm so close to that when they do their head, they shake their head in a particular direction, I know what it means. When I look at their face, I know if something has gone wrong or if something has gone right with them. Why? Because over time, we have stayed together. We have spent time together. We have communicated. We have related. So also it is that we need to cultivate our relationship with God. We need to give ourselves over to it. And as you do it, it will get to a point where recognizing the voice of God, even in the midst of so much noise, becomes so easy because we are used to Him. We know it when He speaks to us. Recognizing it becomes easy because we have given ourselves over time to Him. And so, if we want to minimize all the noises, we want to easily identify and recognize the voice of God, the way to it is to cultivate intimacy. Can you be so close to God that you hear Him when He speaks? Can you be so close to God that you are assured of His presence everywhere? Can you be so close to God in the place of prayers, in the place of studying God's word, in the place of worship, in the place of praising Him? So much that when He speaks, it's so easy for you to identify His voice. Intimacy with God is the answer to recognizing the force of God easily. Number four is that we should renew our minds. The issue of renewing our minds can never be overemphasized. Why? Because we are still in this world. And because we are in this world and our mind relates with this world, a lot of things drop on our minds moment by moment. And some of these things can be so irrelevant. Some of them can be dangerous. And they need to be cleansed. Some of them can be so dirty. And because of this, our minds need to be cleansed of this irrelevant information, influences. And there's nothing that cleanses the mind than the Word of God. Jesus was speaking to the disciples. He says, "You are clean because of the word that I have spoken unto you." The Word of God cleanses. When we talked about the mind, we talked about the mind as being an absorbent material. Everything drops on it easily. And because of this, it has to be cleansed as often as possible. And that's what the Bible talks about when it says we should renew our minds. There are a lot of things that clogs our mind all the time. But when we renew our mind, we free our minds from those particles, those other distractions, and we're able to recognize the voice of the Spirit. That popular scripture, Romans 12, from verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." He says, do not be conformed to this world. Can I say this morning that it's so easy to be conformed? It's one of the easiest things to do. because our minds relate easily with the world.